Okay, this is July 5th, 1989, and I'm at Earl Humphrey's house, Camel Holler. Is this Charleston, Earl? Is that your post office? Yeah. Charleston, your post office here?
Yeah.
What's your address? I'd like to get it on here. So.
Route 6, Box 107A, Charleston.
Okay.
Route 6, that's Route 6.
Them fingers not so bad. T's down here.
I like the way you went up on the fifth fret and played that G chord up there.
Why?
I like it when you went up on the neck and played that last part there.
Uh huh.
What was it? A G chord that you
right here?
Yeah. How'd you do that? Let me see that. I'll learn that. And then I'll...
That wasn't very good, but I've played it a lot better than that. I ain't kidding. But my thumb's dead. See, I run my thumb clear down to the first string when I'm clawhammering. I don't know. Some people said I don't clawhammer banjo right, but that's the only way I ever learned.
Well, and it's the right way.
I sure can't change it.
What was that piece you said your dad played?
Ain't Sally. Oh, Ain't Sally's good enough for anybody. That's the name of it. Boy, he can sing.
You want to pick a little of that?
Huh?
You want to pick a little of that?
Yeah, I'll put a little bit of it on there if you want me to. It'd take me 5 hours for one of my fine kids.
Too?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
I like a guitar. I picked by myself for past 3 years now, four.
Okay. Can we play one with the guitar and then you play Old Aunt Sally without the guitar once so Jerry can get both versions of it on the tape?
No, just a minute. What?
I said, is it okay with you if we play this one time with the guitar and then you play it one time with just the banjo so Jerry can get both versions of it on tape?
Yeah.
Is that all right with you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Is that all right with you? Try it without the guitar one and see what it sounds like.
Play over there this last time? Was it Sherwood Mountain or Wooden Lake?
Well, let's play them both. I think your second string is...
Cross Salt River 2 or 3 times while I was gone. Wooden Leg's what my dad always says. There's no man who had a wooden leg. Well, he'd sing that too.
Yeah.
Thank you. that isn't very good either.
So.
Okay. Play again?
Yeah. That's good. That's good. That sounded fun. And you say your mother played the fiddle?
Yes, sir. I suppose she beat Clark Kessinger in 2 kid contest.
Is that right? What was her name?
That's where Mike got his fiddling. My mother was the smoothest fiddler I ever heard in my life.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, she played all them old tunes, buddy.
What was her name?
Humphreys. She was a tailor from Roane County.
Is that right?
Yeah. She was a tailor. See, I'm half tailor.
Well, now, was she any relation to Lincoln Taylor?
Huh?
Was she any relation to Lincoln County?
Yeah.
Or Lincoln Taylor?
Yeah. Down here, Bobby's dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she was relation to them. Yeah.
What was her given name?
Huh?
What was her given name?
Tyne.
Hasseltine.
Was her
Hasseltine?
Hasseltine Taylor.
Hasseltine.
Do you remember Okie Taylor?
I've heard
of it. Orn and Okie and all them Taylors from Roane County, they all played me as well. Lefty Schaefer is relation to them too.
Which one had one arm?
Huh?
Which one had one arm?
One they called Nebs. He was a barber. He had just one thumb on his bow hand. Boy, he could play a fiddle. Yes. Lige Taylor. Did you ever hear him? Uh-huh. He's from Roane County. He was a fiddle player. Uh-huh. And they all played music on both sides. My dad, he could play a fiddle. Boy, he played Sourwood Mountain. I ain't kidding.
Why don't you play that on a banjo? I like to hear that on a banjo, too. I like to hear you play Sourwood Mountain on the banjo.
Yeah. I ain't heard you pick any of it. You ain't quit picking the banjo, have you?
No, not entirely.
Huh?
Not entirely.
Well, I want to hear you play some today, too.
Yeah, well,
I never got to hear you over in the contest.
You didn't miss much. You didn't miss much. I just didn't do a very good job.
Well, me and my wife, she'd been sick for quite a while, and I didn't want her in that hot sun too much.
Yeah.
And I never got to hear much of the contest. And Kevin Call, they said he never even placed in the picking.
Yeah.
He picked Earl's Foggy Mountain Breakdown, somebody said, and that's the reason he didn't place. Everybody picks that tune, same way.
They have a banjo contest. contest, and the younger banjo.
You play one of those. I wanted to. She got you from Jimmy Johnson or something. I wanted to hear you play it. I want to. I don't play it like you do. My dad put that on me.
Pick it if you like.
I don't get that full F on that. It runs into F first chain.
How's it sound? It wasn't on Van Head Woodland. Little tobacco
did he have? No tobacco did he bake?
Yeah, that's what he said. You know that's a tune, doesn't it?
Always had
it.
Earl, did you play that?
Huh?
Were you going to play something?
No, you want to play
No, I was going to say, do you play that Flat Foot in the Ashes in that key?
A what?
Flat foot in the ashes.
Yeah. Old Swift, we used to call.
Old Swift.
Old Swift. Flat Foot in the Ashes. My mother always called Old Swift. Boy, she could play old fiddle. Jesus, I mean, you had to hit the floor dancing. That's all I was doing. She speeded up.
Thank you.
and turn it right around and use forefinger and thumb and pick it. She can get it.
Where did she live?
She lived in Florida. She's been dead 2 years, ain't she, honey?
Yeah, 2 years.
Yeah, I used to call her on the phone and tell her to listen. I'd pick her a tune on the five string.
What was your dad's name?
Jim? Terry. Terry was his first. Terry D. Humphrey. They called him T.D. all the time. T.D. Uh-huh. Humphrey.
Uh-huh. Do you remember any other, what other tunes would he play on a banjo?
Huh?
What, can you list some tunes that he'd play on a banjo?
Oh, he played all of them. Old Swift and Muddy Lane. You ever hear that tune?
I heard Bill Iman play Muddy Lane.
Bill Iman.
Yeah, can you play it?
Poor Bill died.
Yeah. Can you play Muddy Lane?
I don't know if I can or not. My mother used to play it on the fiddle. My dad played it. They played Turkey and Star and all them old tunes, but I never... I played them tunes for 40 years.
It's a good one. stand to play one? Think you can stand to play one?
I don't know.
Play Cripple Creek on the guitar. Let me see if I can play it on the banjo.
$1.95 down at Berman Jewelers. Yeah, my boys used to play that. We'd listen to them, you know. You ever see him?
I've heard their old records, but I never did see them.
Mike played the fiddle with him one night down at Dunbar Fair. They were having the fair down at Dunbar. Well, them old runs, I still hear them. They play them on Nashville sometimes. And They sound off of me anymore, but I used to get a lot of them.
Yeah.
Raleigh Puckett had one of
play me some more banjo. I tried to.
Putting that E in there, but I always played like my mother played like it on the fiddle. D. And they put, I don't really think that E sounded right.
Or an F, put an F in there.
Huh?
Put an F in there. An F, sometimes people put Fs instead of E.
What's that one?
Oh, heck, it's on.
10 minutes or 12. You guys want some coffee?
No, I said, what tune was that you started to play?
Oh, that was bluegrass. I just run my fingers on it. Sally. Oh, yeah. After I get my fingers over there, I can pick for them, but you know how it is.
Let's put that on Aunt Sally again.
Let's try to get a good version of it. Hold it. Let's have it. Let's hold it a minute. Okay. Okay.
I never thought about you calling back when I told you that day. I figured, well, if he didn't catch me at home this time, he would catch me at home next time. And here you called back and said you'd be down. And I guess you was giving me time to get home, wasn't you? Get my spit to it. Here, hold that thing.
Earl, do you ever play in any other keys? Tunings?
Not much. Sometimes I raise up second string. She'd play all that. She'd sing that log cabin in the lane. She'd sing and play a fiddle. Never miss a note.
Thank you.
old boy played with Carl Cotton. You remember him?
Uh-uh.
He beat Clark Kessinger in a contest down here in Charleston.
Yeah.
And he played that Farewell Blues, and Clark got mad. He said that wasn't supposed to be an old time fiddling. He got mad and was going to whip a guy. Boy, he was a good fiddle player. He was a logical fiddler.
Was Clark pretty husky when he was in his prime?
Oh, yeah. I used to take my banjo. I played with him for 2 years, for square dancing, him and Frank Adkins. And they'd see me coming. I'd get out of my car with my banjo. They'd meet me at the door. I didn't drink, I didn't drink a drop. I never drank. I always got them a pint of vodka and put it in my banjo case, right in the neck of my banjo. And that'd be the first thing he was looking for, is that pint of vodka. And he'd get, boy, the sweat just rolled off of him. He'd play for a square dance for 2 o'clock in the morning.
Where did he play mostly?
Huh?
Where did y'all play mostly?
I didn't hear you.
Where did y'all play most of the time?
Oh, you know where the old Westfall place is down on Route 60? Right at the edge of Hurricane.
Uh-huh.
We played down there 3 nights a week. Three nights, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I take a pint of vodka every time. I didn't drink. I drank 7-Up something. Down. What do you want to hear? What do you want me to put on there? What one do you think's best?
Well,